Sup, it is Week and Weeps episode 48, October 27, 2023. I'm Alonzo here with my co-host Jason. How are the people doing, Jason? I don't know. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm feeling good.
How'd you feel about the Chozo and Yuji fight?
It was all right. It was good, but I don't know. I don't want to say underwhelming, but it was very choreographed, but it was just so slow paced, low key. Like, I don't know. I guess it was just like hand to hand combat, which is fine, but it was so, I don't know. It felt very realistic. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, when they were fighting in the bathroom, like, I could see people actually, not realistic, but let's say like a karate movie almost. You know what I mean? Like,
you could see where it would be choreographed.
I don't know. It didn't seem like, you know, usually anime fights are like super over the top, but it didn't feel like crazy over the top. It was a good fight though. But it didn't feel like,
it felt realistic.
Yeah. But not realistic in the sense of like, this is how an actual fight would go down. But if somebody was to create a martial arts movie and two people were fighting in a bathroom, this is what I feel like it would look like. Aside from like him using his blood stuff. But when they were just like punching each other and stuff like that, I was like, okay. I mean, it's cool. I don't know. I guess I was expecting more. A little bit.
Okay.
It was just okay. It was just an okay fight to me. It wasn't like, I wasn't like, dang, bro, that was like one of the best fights I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
it was good. Animation was good. I just was kind of expecting a little bit more because everybody was saying this is one of the fights they were super looking forward to watching. But it wasn't bad at all. It just wasn't. I don't know. I guess it's hard to say because like the scale, well, the power scaling in this show, there's some crazy stuff that happens too, but it was just like they were in a bathroom, just in a confined space, punching each other, to be honest. Like, but you get what I'm saying? Like, it was
a very realistic fight. I thought it, like, I enjoyed the fight, for one, and like, I also thought it was really funny that they were fighting in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It made it feel like it was like, it did feel like a very realistic fight compared to a lot of other fights in the show.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a lot of, like, at least before he, like, started using his blood moves again, it was just, they were just fighting regularly.
Yeah, even in the bathroom, because once he used the water, like, the sprinkler system went off, he was just basically coating his body in, like, hardened blood to punch.
Yeah.
So,
but I thought it was animated good. I like the style that they chose. Yeah. What was I gonna say?
Oh, Itadori lost too.
Yeah, he did lose
pretty badly, obviously. I'm not gonna lie. He only won. He only had a chance because Mekamaru was like, "Try this."
Yeah. So yeah, he would have probably just lost. He would have died much earlier than that. And he took a lot of shots too. Like this one.
Yeah.
He like took one to the side, took one to the liver. And like, and it looked like, I don't remember. In the anime, it looked like part of his shoulder even like came off or something. Something like that. And those, how do you feel about Chozo? Like, do you like his character?
Oh, he's pretty cool. I think he's, it's kind of funny because he was like kind of just sitting back when they were fighting Gojo. Not really trying, but he could have definitely been helpful. I almost feel like he was just kind of stalling to not be seen and get hit and die. He was just like, I'm just kind of here.
Yeah, I feel like he wasn't really interested.
Yeah, so, but he's a pretty cool character. I like the blood art. Another thing is they did a lot of explaining during the fight. I feel like that slowed the pace down as well. Because, like, every time he would do something, it would explain what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so it was like you would have to read, and that kind of would take away from the fight almost. Or like they would literally kind of like get put pauses in the fights for them to be able to explain what's happening in the middle of the battle. So that's probably why I felt like the pacing, the pacing wasn't bad, but it was just like, you know what I mean?
I feel like Gege does that a lot, though. Like, he explains a lot of powers.
Yeah, while it's happening. But
either while it's happening or after the chapter.
Yeah, so. But it was good, though. It was good, though.
Yeah, that was good. I like Chozo's character. How'd you feel about the end when he didn't, when he missed his punch and he went insane?
You said he missed his punch and he went insane?
Yeah.
Well, he got freaking manipulated by, or no, wasn't it, like, if he uses too much blood or something, I forgot what they said happens. Was it, what was the name of that?
Did he say, like, thrombosis or something? I don't think that was that.
Yeah. Thrombosis.
I don't think that's what that was.
Yeah, I think the girls did something to him when they showed up.
Maybe, yeah.
They made him, they created a thought that doesn't exist, or a memory that doesn't exist.
Maybe, that's what maybe, it said, yeah. Right? Maybe that is their powers, I don't know. It didn't say what happened to him, it just said, like, yeah, he had memories that didn't exist.
Yeah. And it was showing, like, Gojo at the table with, not Gojo, Yuji at the table with him and his brothers, and they were, like, a big family.
Yeah.
Which comes back to when, you forgot, but remember I was like, Joel was like, his cousin told him that Yuji is related to them.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think this is what he was talking about, but I don't think he's actually related to them. I just think that he... I think he just misread what happened. That's what, yeah. I feel like happened. Like, this is the scene, like, it showed memories and he just didn't read it correctly, because I don't think that's a real memory. Like, it doesn't even make sense. He was like feeding them and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Sitting at a table and he was like, wait, you're my brother?
Yeah, I was really confused about that when I first watched it, and then, like, as soon as I went, like, on social media, people were making memes out of, like, him, like, going crazy with, like, the headache. And then They were saying, like, he would realize Yuji was his brother. I don't know if they're actually brothers or not. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't even know how these people are related, to be honest.
But yeah, that was pretty much the whole episode. Just them fighting. Him trying to kill Yuji, and he would have succeeded if Mekamaru didn't give him the one up.
Or... Yeah.
But he's pretty cool. It just shows his levels, you know? Yuji is strong, but without Sukuna's help, he's kind of, at least against special grades, he's kind of... Because all the special grades he's beaten has been with Sukuna taking over.
Like who? Well, he beat the,
like,
brothers
in the first
by
season when they showed up to the he fought like two special grades that had consumed one of his fingers.
Yeah.
And then Sukuna just took over and got the job done, because he basically died to the dude in the all white. This was like in the very first season when him and
he died to like the alien special grade.
Yeah. And then Sukuna just took over and was like, all right, I'll get rid of this. And then the only other special grade he fought was Mahito, and him and Nanami had to double team him.
Yeah. Well, we know Yuji's not a special grade.
Weren't the brothers special grades?
I don't know if the weird one, the weird looking one, was special grade. I don't know if this guy was special grade either, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think about it. I feel like they weren't, honestly. I don't know. Like, how do you feel about Yuji as a main character? Do you like him as the main character? Do you think he's the main character?
I mean, I don't mind him as the main character, and I think he is the main character. Low key, Sukuna might be the main character.
Why you say that?
It might be his show for real. Because, like, I mean, he's the main villain, right? But everything revolves around him, essentially. Like, right now, obviously, he's in the back seat. He's just waiting for his opportunity to do whatever he needs to do. Because, remember, he still made that pact with Yuji. Like, I can take over your body whenever I want to. And you won't remember that we made this agreement. But when the time comes, I can just do whatever I want to do. So, I feel like the time is approaching. And, yeah.
I mean, based off the preview, we know that something's going to happen, Sukuna related.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to be like... See, I don't know if it's going to be Sukuna taking over or Yuji using Sukuna's powers.
I don't think he can use his powers without Sukuna giving him the okay.
Sukuna might give him the okay.
Yeah, he's not just going to do it for no reason. He's going to have to agree to something.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I feel like Sukuna is also kind of interested in Yuji. He has something. He's also interested in Megumi.
Yeah.
So it might be something related, like maybe the same Megumi. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Just when I look at Yuji in the preview with like the Sukuna tattoos, it doesn't look like Sukuna is like completely in control of Yuji to me. But that's just on the preview. It could be. I just don't know. And I do remember Gojo saying that Yuji would inherit Sukuna's technique at some point. But I don't know if that'll actually happen. But yeah. Let me see. Man, it's texting me. But yeah. That was it. It was just a fight in the bathroom. Yuji died. Well, he didn't die, but...
The girls grabbed his body, and they said, all right, we got to do it. I don't know what they're going to do, but...
Yeah, I got... Sorry. Sound like the State Farm guy. Yeah, I got spoiled on that a little bit, because I...
Oh, what they do to him?
Not... Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, because I went too far in the chapter, and then I got spoiled on what they're going to do a little bit. But yeah. That was it for this episode. And I haven't seen a new one. I also saw people this morning posting tweets from MAPPA animators talking about being overworked.
They're always overworked.
And them saying that they're working on the episodes as they go. So they're not all completed. They're still working on them.
Oh, JJK?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Might get his arm.
Oh no. We already had a 3-week break. I don't know. Let me see. Why can I not? And this happened so long ago, I don't even know. With
what?
Or is locked. That don't even make sense. Sorry. I was getting a text. But I'm trying to find out or remember where we are with Kenshin. Secret Sword. I think it's somewhere around here. Okay. Yeah. So in Kenshin, we had the fight between the big dojo killer and Kenshin.
Yep.
I don't really remember much what happens. I don't think there was a loser, right?
No, Kenshin kind of just blocked all his stuff and then moved. He was like, I won't fight you, basically. And then the dude broke his sword, or Kenshin broke his sword when he did his special move. And then he just walked away. He was like, I respect you. Basically the same thing that happened at the dojo. Literally, Like when he was like, "You're strong. I respect you. But I must go after you." It's like the same thing just happened. And then after that, they went back to the dojo and the kid, because what's his name, challenged him. Yahiko challenged the other kid.
Oh, yeah, the little kid.
Okay. And then he showed up in the middle of the night, like, "You didn't say a time. Let's battle." And then he grabbed the bamboo sword, and they were like, "Why are you holding a sword like that?" And he was like, "I only train real swords." And then he was like, she was like, "Even with a real sword, you wouldn't hold it that way." And then Yahiko was like, "You haven't trained with a sword at all. You don't even know how to do anything." And he was like, "Yeah, because what's his name is too busy trying to develop his dojo with the, you know, the secret, the main sword style, so he doesn't have time to train me." And da 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 da. And then what's her name was like, "All right, well, if you want to train with us, you can. Like, I don't mind. We can teach you how to use a sword." And then he started training, and then a couple days went by. He kept showing up. He got real good, and Yahiko was kind of getting jealous because what's her name was giving him a lot of attention in terms of training, and he's actually progressing really fast. And then after that, they were like, "Yeah, you could join our dojo if you want. You can be a student of ours." And he was like, "No, I actually want to be a student of the other guy because I look up to him and he's a good guy." And they're like, "Really?" And then he gave a whole background of how he saved his dad when he was getting attacked. And basically how his dad, he doesn't like his dad because his dad gave up the true samurai way, and he like basically became a salesman of swords, and he disowned being a samurai, and he wants to be a samurai, and he's prideful in it. And then they were walking back to walking them back to the place, and then he took them while they were walking back. They came across the road where the bigger guy saved them. And then that's when he gave a backstory. And then the bigger guy showed up and attacked Kenshin. And then the episode ended.
This part, what happened?
No, a different AT&T person came and they were talking to me. She had like a bunch of like notes on the paper about how he could save on this and that, and asked me about our servers or whatever. I don't know. She was talking to me for a long time. It's not even on my account, is the thing. It's Mariah's Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And obviously I pay half of it. Yeah. Like I pay for half of it, but like she's been using this same one since she lived at her old place.
The same plan?
Yeah.
What's the plan? How much internet do you get?
I don't even know. Honestly, I have no idea. Like, I'm not on the account at all. I have no idea. I'd have to look it up or ask her. But yeah.
Oh,
I'm back. So this episode was kind of predictable.
I don't know when all those other samurais jumped down on him, though. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember that happening.
Maybe I'll go back to it and see. But I think it was nice that the kid came and worked with them at the dojo. Plus, if you be with each other, you'll improve faster. The opponent is a man the sensei has acknowledged. Do not let your guards down. Okay, so maybe in the manga, he sent people to attack them? I don't know, it's a little weird.
So he already has students, but in the anime, he doesn't have any students. He's trying
to... It's a little weird. Yeah, they pulled up. I don't know what this is about. The hat isn't enough. So they pulled up to ask him again if he'll join them?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, whatever. It's whatever. What was I going to say? But yeah, I thought it was really predictable that Vegeta was the one that set up his family.
Oh, to get robbed, yeah.
Yeah, because as soon as he said that he was his, like, benefactor, I thought something was a little off, and then just like little scenes where he was just like, yes, like when he, when I don't know the kid's name, but you know, the straight hair kid.
Mm-hmm.
When he started training with them, and then he went and told Rajuda, or like asked him for permission, he was like, yes, like spy on them. Like, I don't know. He just seemed like kind of devious. And I guess, I mean, I wouldn't really put it past him. Like, you saw him go into the other dojo and like almost kill the guy. So like, I didn't really expect him to have
a kind heart.
Yeah, a kind heart or like a strong sense of morals, even though we could have put that on just he's really passionate about swordsmanship and maybe he's not necessarily evil, but
mm-hmm.
he definitely proved this episode that he's evil. Do you think Kenshin will kill him? That's always a question I ask. Do you
no. Because they got to duel again. Because remember, he was like, I got to take him to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, then he said he'd meet him to fight him.
Yeah, but did that happen that same episode?
Yeah, it did. I forgot about that.
I remember that.
He like, oh, that was another thing. Unrealistic in Kenshin. This dude, he used Getsuga Tenshu on him. What was that?
Who, Kenshin did that?
No, Rajuda. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He sliced the wind, and it made like a... like a wave.
Extra, yeah,
it made wave, like an energy slash. Wave. And yeah. cut him, and then cut the kid behind him. That was so yeah. fake. That was I don't, is there any way to explain that naturally?
Oh no, yeah, that's definitely not realistic, no.
Okay. But... that was just silly.
I mean, yeah. there's already been a bunch of unrealistic stuff.
But we haven't gotten energy waves before. That's another level of unrealistic.
Yeah. Energy wave. I guess it's an energy wave. It's just...
like, is it possible to slice the wind fast or hard enough to cut someone? No way that's possible. There's no
way. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. There's no way. But yeah. He's slicing with an energy wave, cut Kenshin's arm, and well, he tried to protect the kid, and then the kid got cut. And then, oh yeah, and then it was even more dramatic because they took him to the doctor and Megumi was there. And then they yeah. said that he could never hold a sword again.
Yeah, he cut all his ligaments.
Yeah, that was messed up, man. I felt bad.
Yeah, it definitely sucks. I was like, dang.
I feel like they'll be able to heal him or something. That would just be so sad.
Yeah, because he wanted to be a samurai and I can't even do it.
Yeah. But do you think Kenshin will kill him, though? No. I think that's the reason why I thought maybe Kenshin may kill him. But he probably won't. Because he like swears against killing. But I'm just waiting for the moment where he actually kills someone.
I don't think he'll kill anybody.
For the whole show?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to slip up at least once.
Hmm.
I wonder why they cut that part out, though.
Sorry, I'm eating. I didn't eat anything before I got back from the gym.
It's fine.
I was going to go to the steak shop, but I was like, I didn't want to leave you, you know, waiting.
Oh, that's fine. What is a steak shop?
It's just like a meat shop.
It's like a butcher?
They sell steaks, burgers, just meat.
Meat shop. Oh man. Yeah. He said, what? I'll treat you to a living hell. He'll kill him this time. Let's go.
Oh man. This cereal is like amazing. Man.
What cereal, man?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's amazing.
But yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not sure. Did I just do that? What did I just do? Oh no. But did they fight that same episode? I don't think they did.
What do you
like
mean?
So he dropped him off and then went right back.
Wait, did who fight?
That's Kenshin and the guy.
Not the final fight.
Right, didn't it end with him taking him to the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's what I was kind of confused on. I thought you were saying he went back and fought him.
No. He just said he would fight him.
Yeah, I don't know why they cut out that part with his students showing up. Because from our knowledge, he has no students. He didn't even start the dojo yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, the last show. Undead Unluck. No fan service this week. Were you satisfied?
Was there no fan service this week? They went to the beach, right? They got to Germany.
Yeah.
And he fought his old love, but she's old as hell and she wears makeup.
Yeah, well, they didn't really fight. That was kind of like the end.
There. And then I kind of had a feeling that was going to be like his old love or whatever when the episode started. Like, the way it started was like they were a thing. It looked, I don't know, it was like weird at first.
Yeah. Because doesn't it start off with
it's like a flashback.
Like a big, like, clock room or something?
Yeah. Big clock room. Like a flashback. Yeah. That was pretty much the beginning. It was just like big clock room flashback.
And then it showed... Did it show the lady? This part isn't in the anime. Right. So this episode, they just get on the boat to his yacht. I was sad they blew up the yacht. Or not a yacht.
Oh, yeah, they were fighting. They blew up the yacht, but he got into the jet, and he was able to get the jet. And then he tested her unluck again. He was like, based on your unluck, it doesn't necessarily have to be like intimate touch, but it has to be meaningful touch. And since he saved her life and gave her like CPR, it caused like a giant explosion from like all the rubble underneath, and it like shot him super far, right?
Okay, yeah. I remember what you're saying.
And then that's how they got into the jet. But they made it there, right? He did that 5-point stance. They ejected out, and then he broke his ankle, his hip, his back, and then his head.
He said 5-point stance. He's like,
yeah. And then he just stood back up and was like, all right, we're here. Go hang out on the beach. I'm going to go, you know, find my old friends and have them like cook us some food. He has a restaurant and stuff. And then she was like, why is this dude doing this to me? I've only known him for 3 days. And then she kind of like explained all that to the lady. But when they were painting, she was like, yeah, he groped me and a bunch of stuff. But I was like, what? But what? Like, that sounds terrible. But she was like, he's introduced me to change and it's been kind of cool. So, yeah. And then they were painting. The paintings were good, I guess. She painted the ocean with stars. And she was like, I added the stars because the moon is lonely. And then what's his name shows up and is like, get away from her. And then the other person was basically like, yeah, you're pretty naive, but maybe I'm just getting old because you seem kind of okay. I guess her old self would have just killed her on the spot. I don't know. Like, if that's what she was saying. And then, yeah, her thing is like invisible, like walls or barriers she can make.
Yeah, it's invisible barriers.
And then she just pulled up a chunk of the ground from the water, and then they start fighting. He threw a grenade, and then the episode ended, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And she's
it wasn't a whole lot that happened this episode. It was just a lot of just like funny stuff.
Yeah, it was mostly about her just like meeting someone and having a friend for a little bit and drawing together and talking about how crazy her life has been for the past 4 days.
Yeah.
And this just feels like a big boss battle.
Yeah, but they're saying he's the only one that can beat her or beat him. Like, that's his worst matchup. Because she's able to put his head in like a barrier and he can't do anything inside of it.
Yep. But this time he's got unluck. Do you think they'll actually kill her?
No, I don't think she'll die. I think some other dude will show up and he'll die. And we also find out his sword is like can cut through anything. It's indestructible.
Yeah, because wasn't he talking about some three people?
Yeah, he said it's three people, and one of them made the sword he has, and it can cut through anything.
And then another one was like an experimenter or something.
Yeah, the person that experimented on him for like, 100 years or 50 years?
So, I wonder how old she is, though.
She got to be old as hell. It's been 50 years since he got experimented on, and she's still around. But you saw the makeup like crack, and he was like, "Oh, you got all that makeup on, and you still look old." And then it zoomed in, and she had like crow's feet on her eyes.
Yeah, her makeup was cracking. And then she got a beret transported to her. I don't know how that stuff works.
Yeah, the hat does something. Like, I don't know. It was an interesting episode, to say the least. I liked it. It was pretty good. It was no fan service. Looking back on it, there wasn't any. Yeah, clap it up. No fan service. Step in the right direction. But
how long will it last?
Probably not. It'll be some more fan service next episode, I guarantee. But I don't know. This show is very, like you said, it's just like happy-go-lucky. It's not super serious. It's just like, yeah.
I mean, how serious can it get?
I mean, they're trying to hunt him down and kill him. So.
Yeah. But he don't even die, is the thing. Yeah. I guess the worst thing that can happen is
I don't think they're trying to kill him. I think they're just trying to capture him and experiment on him some more.
Yeah.
But they do want to kill her. But even though she already has a spot on the team, because they're just trying to kill one more person to get a spot for him. I'm assuming.
Yeah, but it's like, do you gotta apply for this? Do they just like pull up on you, like join the team? Like, how does this?
They're just like. I guess if you got powers and they like it, then it's good.
Would they even let her on the team, though? Is the thing? Because they said her powers are just, like, weird. Or, like, uncontrollable.
Yeah, they're like, it's unpredictable. It's more of a nuisance than anything. Or it could be so large scale, like, you never know what could happen.
I don't know. Guess we'll see. I hope they get to do a full fight with some cool animation, at least. If you had,
I feel like I'm low on energy today, bro. Like, I feel like, I don't know, this one.
I'm also low on energy, so it's fine.
All right.
We also watched these, like, so long ago.
Yeah.
Like, I barely even.
Oh, you barely remember what happened?
Yeah. I remember, like, the big details. That's it. And I'm tired. So it is what it is. What was I going to say, though? If you had the unluck power, like, how would you live your life?
I feel like nothing would really change. I don't really come into contact with people like that, so.
Oh my goodness! You did not just say that, bro. You don't come into contact with nobody.
I don't physically touch people. Is what I'm saying. Like, I talk to people. You know what I'm saying, but I'm not physically touching someone else.
Like your parents?
We might hug occasionally, but not really. I don't like, I don't know. That is bad. I do kind of like hug my parents, handshake.
I would hope so.
See people at the gym, fist bump.
Well, say, yeah, play basketball.
Yeah, stuff like
make
that.
Make contact.
I don't know. It was, I guess I would just live like she was living, bro. Nobody don't, or just wrap myself, put hand gloves on, or gloves on. And just no, it's no skin to skin contact. That's all it is. Skin to skin. So,
you wear a ski mask?
Wear like a suit.
Wear like a, create a suit. Actually, I'm surprised she didn't think of that.
Yeah, just make a suit.
Just like make a suit. And hate to make it explicit, but she technically could have sex without killing someone.
Yeah, you could just wear a condom. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Life wouldn't, I don't know. It would be,
is it, maybe she's just not smart? Is that what it is? Is
she... yeah, she's not really thinking this through, I guess. At all. To be honest.
Maybe she's just not, she wasn't really thinking about it too hard. She's just like, yeah.
I mean, she is only 18.
That's true. She's going
they
through
that
teenager
shit. They had to, like, emphasize that because...
Because there's a bunch of nonsense going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still weird, though. He's, like, 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know how old she would be, though. If she is old, how is she making herself look young?
What year is it?
That's another 2023? Thing. I feel like it is like 2020 or something. I feel like I saw the year somewhere. I'm trying to think of what proof I would have of the technology. It's always weird when there's like a story is set.
In modern like, time?
Yeah. Or it's like later years. It's like, or if it's like set in the past, but like they still have like better technology than present times.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only thing. Did you see any of the Boruto fans that were mad?
Oh, they responded. What'd they say?
I don't even, let me see.
I just seen one person say that's because it's not Naruto, it's Boruto, and I'm like, all right, bro.
Yeah, one Boruto has like a very loud, but I feel like not that large
fan base.
Yeah, at least on the internet.
Did you get a lot of views? 4,000
on this one. Yeah, on Instagram, the first Boruto video that came out, it has 182K right now. But there's also a lot of people. That are like most of the people that like initially start commenting on it were just like also hating on Boruto. There's like a large amount of people that don't like Boruto, and also like probably like a medium to small amount of people that do like Boruto. Can I find the date? Who knows? I feel like it was 2020 though.
I don't know. They don't really seem mad.
They said Kishimoto didn't draw it. That's fine. It's not Naruto, it's Boruto. And then someone said, yeah, every character. Some people are agreeing. Like, it's not Naruto. Everybody just keeps saying it's not Naruto, it's Boruto. It's not Naruto, it's Boruto. It's like, bro. It's like, bro, it's literally the predecessor to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Someone said, how do we go to ninjas into leather jackets? Bro said this after seeing one of the pains turning their body into mechanical weapons. I don't think that correlates.
Well, that has anything to do with it.
But I don't know. I don't know. Someone using a power to turn into a weapon and someone wearing clothing. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm... I don't know.
I don't know. What do powers have to do with time period clothes?
I don't know.
Like in Dragon Ball, they're shooting energy waves and
right,
turn
but
into
they
Super
still
Saiyans.
Wear like gis and stuff. Like,
exactly.
I don't know. I'm not understanding.
I just thought that was funny. Also, when the comments get to a certain amount, I can't really look at them anymore. There's just too many. But that's mostly on Instagram. These are all not for kids.
Let me see what else. What else they say? He said, this next generation, of course, the fits are going to change to be real. Someone said, looks like the baddest gang in Tokyo Revengers. what else? They want to be like Bleach so bad. Someone said, the only thing I don't agree with is the high heel wedges line. What? I don't know. They didn't say nothing about. Someone said this age like milk. Time Skip has the most reads on the official Manga Plus app. This dude is a Naruto ride or die, bro. Oh my god, it's the same guy. Killua. Does that really count? Because more people are reading it. I feel like more people are just interested.
I don't understand why people always bring up the Manga Plus app.
Like, I don't know. Maybe that's the go-to app, I guess.
Like, I always see people posting, like, the rankings. Especially, like, for Kagurabachi, because I'm reading that. And, like, they're trying to get it to number one. Like, currently, One Piece is one. JJK is two. And Kagurabachi is three. But I don't understand why they use this as, like, a... Like a step.
I think this is like the official page of Shueisha. That's the publisher.
I guess so.
So this is where I guess all the numbers go. I guess you could say it's like the Spotify or Apple Music chart for manga. So you know how like, oh, you chart it or whatever?
Yeah.
Number one song, number one. But it's like...
Like, who cares, but...
Yeah, like what's number? You said number one's what? Manga list.
One Piece. And number two is JJK.
Hottest.
I don't even know where you find Boruto.
Boruto is number five.
There you go.
You got One Piece, JJK, Kagurabachi, Chainsaw Man. You got Boruto, My Hero.
Oh, it's on the side. Okay.
Spy Family, Kaiju number 8, Sakamoto Days. Isn't that coming out as an anime?
I'm not sure.
Number 14 but is I started Undead reading Unluck.
That. Mama Yu Yu is good.
Naruto is 33. Boruto Next Generations is 39 right here, but then you also got Boruto 2 Blue Vortex. That was the special, right? For what is this?
That's the new one.
Oh, this is like the Shippuden like version the time of skip. Boruto.
Yeah.
Okay. So prior to that, I don't know, bro. I just feel like everybody is just wanting to see what changed, but I feel like people are still going to be like, eh, this is not, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. How do you even see the reads? It's free? Is this free?
It's under, I think it's just the fire sign.
The fire
sign? Dragon Ball Super is number 8. Number 9. My Hero Academia has been cooking in the past few weeks.
Oh, so the fire is the number of reads. Okay.
I think so, yeah. MHA has been going crazy.
My Hero's up there. Is this weekly? Is Boruto weekly or monthly?
It's monthly.
So is My Hero, right? Monthly?
My Hero, it's here and there. I don't think it's not monthly. I think it's supposed to be weekly. But I think he takes breaks.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, how much of that popularity comes from Boruto being Boruto or Boruto being Naruto's predecessor.
All of it.
So, I mean, like, what? He's acting like this is a completely new show that has no relation to anything else.
Yeah, I don't know why people say that. Like, they say it's not Naruto, it's Boruto.
Well, that's the only reason most of the people are reading. It's
based on Naruto. Completely based on Naruto. Naruto's in the show. Whatever. Uzuhiko. I don't know who this is. Rasengan. Rasengan. Dragon Man. This dude has like a left.
This dude what year is it supposed to be? In Naruto?
I don't know. I have no idea. What year is Boruto set in? I don't even know if it's a.
It says Naruto Shippuden is taking place in early 2000s, around 2002 to 2004. Between the original Naruto and Shippuden, 3 years have passed. And Boruto takes place in nowadays around 2018, 2020.
Okay. This man just got a leather strap on his head. Why does it look like that? Like, why does he just have a leather, like, doesn't this look so weird to you? To me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it just looks like he has, like, a bejeweled, like, spiked belt on his face. And it just doesn't look like it fits with the rest of it. I don't know.
Let's see. Just looking up some stuff. Historians have found references to ninja activity as early as the 12th century and in the Nambukucho 1336 to 1392 and Onin Wars 1467 and 1477. However, it was only in Sengoku period where their use became more widely known. Let's see some. Period. Fashion. I'm not seeing no
what
niggas.
What the hell? Is this a stand?
Huh?
Is this a stand? wait. Where'd it go? No. Where'd it go? It looks like a stand.
I don't know, man. They dress like they're in the UK or something, bruh. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, their clothing style doesn't look... I mean, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like...
Look, it looks like a stand.
Yeah, coming out of his head. Is it a Zetsu? I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
We don't even got to talk about Boruto. It's just... I got my, you know... My feelings towards it, it's whatever.
I don't care either. I was just filling in time. It was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that's funny, though. Niggas in leather jackets and belts. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's not what I think of when I think of a ninja.
Nah, I think of Scorpion, Sub-Zero. But yeah, that was it. I have nothing else to talk about with these shows. We'll be back next week. I'll be fresher on what's going on.
Yeah, same. I'll be more refreshed, more alive.
I feel like today was just, not today, this week was just like a wacky week to me. Like, Wi-Fi kept going off. It's hot. Tired. Just weird stuff going on. But
apparently on Reddit 2 months ago, since people care so much about clothes, what are y'all thoughts on how Boruto's clothes character design is handled? Is it too... Okay. This guy. Is it too inappropriate? Should Ikimoto go to jail? Are the sandals stupid? Are the accessories unnecessary? I don't recall people talking about it, so I'm just curious to gauge the public opinion on it. I personally don't give a shit about it since the fandom is on fire right now. Might as well talk about it. They talking about showing skin, bro. I honestly don't care about that. I just want y'all to... I want to see what the general opinion is about the overall clothing in general. You know what I mean? Not like if it's exposed. Like, I don't care about that. I know that was like a big thing you were saying on Twitter. People were like, look at how sorry it is dressed and da da da. We kind of mentioned it. Like, it's not a big deal. I don't see anything wrong with it, really. Someone said it's garbage, over accessorized, baggy clothes style with a bit of showing skin. We don't like it. Simply looks bad. Boruto design is mad. It's like they're trying to make him look cool as fuck, but they're trying too hard. So, Sasuke for like 90% of the story had one shirt, one pair of pants, and sandals. Just alternated the color depending on the part of the story. And yet he moistened up every rule 34 no lifer. What does that mean?
Rule 34?
Yeah.
It's a rule that, if you can think of it, there is explicit content of it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, the weird niggas of anime, basically. Okay. Yes. Boruto has anything. All this... Yeah, they said Boruto has all this nonsense with belts, wallet chains, bandages, pouches, t-shirt, jacket, socks, and all this other stuff. Just give him two articles of clothing and be done with it. Point of drawing him like some Gucci model when all everyone wants to do is just punch stuff really hard. I don't know, man. I kind of, like, the clothing is whatever, but I do kind of feel like they're trying to, like, make them look cool. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, over...
Punk. Barry's just not... They just don't look like ninjas.
Yeah. That's all.
They just don't look ninja-like. They look like they should be, like...
Like, they don't even fight. Like, is there anybody that actually fights in, like... I guess you could say uniform? Because, you know, like, all the captains, they had their green vests and stuff. Yeah. Like, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Is there even, like, order?
I don't even know what's going on in this story anymore. I literally have no idea.
Like, who are even the captains and stuff?
I don't even know if there are captains. Okay, so this is Seaman. Is Toji in this episode?
Hold on 1 second. My dad's calling me. They Best Buy's dropping off a microwave. I just gotta grab it off the porch. But okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm all like, right. Yeah, that's pretty much. I don't got anything else to add this week. This week kind of sucked in terms of like our energy. I ain't gonna lie, this is probably one of our worst episodes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna be completely honest. This was a pretty bad episode, but. It must go on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, every week can't be a banger, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone has bad games.
Yeah.
This is what it is, huh? But yeah. Jason, peace out.
Peace. We'll be back. We didn't even do episode of the week, animation of the week.
forgot about those. All right. Well, just... you said you had to pick up the microwave.
No, they're dropping it in front of they're delivering it to my house. I just got to bring it in. Okay. I'm assuming it'll just be in a box, but
okay, yeah. Okay. But yeah, my animation of the week was Jujutsu Kaisen.
Same, I agree.
Moment of the week. What was my moment of the week? My moment of the week, honestly, it might have been when Rigetta sliced through Kenshin's arm and then they took him to the hospital. That was, well, not the hospital.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. I was like,
that was really dramatic.
But he was like, I didn't injure him like severely or something like that.
Yeah.
He was like, I know it won't kill him. But
he's like, it's a shame I've lose my benefactor.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Destroyed his arm, though. No ligaments. Yeah. Can't even hold a sword anymore. Crazy.
Yeah. That was dramatic. What's the other one? Episode of the week? I'd probably say JJK for me.
Yeah, same.
But Under the Unluck was good. I know I didn't give anything to Under the Unluck, but it was good. And yeah, man. That's it. Next week we'll be back with the JJK episode and the Undead Elect episode that came out today. Rurouni Kenshin.
Like, hold on. I'm going to share my screen real quick. This is just like an example.
Okay. Wait, let me stop sharing.
Of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this looks ninja-like.
Right.
But it's still cool. Like, it still looks good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looks good. Not the last one in Boruto is like,
say the last one's pushing that.
Yeah, but especially this one right here, I can see him being like some kind of ninja.
Yeah, he was like, and I think when he was wearing that, he was like kind of like a Rurouni, I think.
Yeah,
like something like that,
wandering and stuff. Yeah. So I don't know.
I can't think of any Naruto characters off the top of my head that didn't really look the part at all. I'm really trying to think of a main character that didn't look like a ninja. Honestly, there was a lot of uniforms in Naruto.
Yeah, everybody had
a lot of characters wore the same thing for the most part. And like their actual like body, like face and stuff all looked
unique. Yeah, they had like samurai stuff.
Yeah.
Like armor.
Like the Akatsuki all wore the same clothes. They just...
Yeah, they just had a jacket.
Looked different.
Just had that big ass jacket on.
And then people of the Leaf Village, like the Genin, all had like custom looks, but everyone like tuning it up all looked the same for the most part. I guess except in Shippuden. Well, Naruto was only Genin. Yeah, okay, yeah. In Shippuden, it was just like Naruto and Sakura and Sasuke that had
different their own clothes.
And then Choji had like a red version of the different clothes. I think everyone else mostly wore the outfit or the uniform. But whatever. I am done.
Same.
This is done. Peace out.
Peace.
Yeah.